sat in what is possibly the oldest office in Manchester. Seems to have all the amenities you'd need, even a fibre optic internet connection. Sir, who are you?
Hi, well, I'm Anthony O'Connor, and I'm the Director of Fundraising and Development here at Manchester Cathedral.
It looks like an expensive place to keep going.
It is expensive. I think when this place was built by Henry V 600 years ago, he was thinking of the running costs 600 years later. But it costs us basically about £1 million a year to open the doors of Manchester Cathedral.
If I was a tax man and I saw £1 million a year, I'd go, that's an awfully round number. Do you have to go down to the penny when you're actually...
Well, I think, yeah, when we break it down, the major part of obviously running this place is heating and lighting costs us an awful lot. Again, the kind of fitments are not really the most modern, so they do burn up an awful lot of electricity. And the other major part of our outgoings is our educational work here. We actually offer bursaries to up to 20 children a year from disadvantaged backgrounds to come here as a chorister to sing. And then we kind of underpin that to send them to Cheetham School of Music next door. Mm-hmm. So education is really important to us here in chorister training, also with schools. And that probably cost the cathedral probably close to £300,000 to £400,000 a year to deliver our education here.
So, yeah,
wow.
Quite expensive.
No subsidy from the government? What with them being so keen on education right now?
Yes, I know. But funny enough, yeah, the church doesn't really sometimes enter into their thinking. You know, so obviously we're on our own in how we deliver.
Tell me a little bit about the area where we are right now, the kind of history behind this spot.
Well, you're in a very historical spot here. Where you are now today, you're actually sitting at the birthplace of Manchester and Salford. Both cities were founded on this site. And for some of your listeners, you know, they'll probably know the River Irwell that runs straight in front of the cathedral. But basically, the Romans established this as a summer camp when they occupied this country. And they had a little kind of place here where... they used to kind of be able to watch people, and it was surrounded by defensive ditches. You know, you had the River Irwell, you had the River Irk, and then you had a load of defensive ditches now that actually used to go around this site. And for a lot of your listeners who may well walk around this area, you know, Exchange Square and that, they'll see all these water features that go around. Well, they are there today to mimic what was the defensive ditches that went around this area. So the Romans had it quite well sorted, really, because you couldn't actually attack this summer camp without crossing some water, and which would slow you down and obviously give them the advantage.
Very interesting. Let's take a look at the bigger picture here as well. I mean, for a building to survive this long, and effectively, would you say it's a running business with the money that comes in and goes out, does it depend on people having very strong beliefs in God?
Well, today this is the city's cathedral. And it's a place for people with all faiths and none. And I think that's very important. When Henry V built this current structure in 1421, he built it for music. So our music here, our choristers here, have been singing here for 600 years. And it's still going from strength to strength. It is the city's cathedral. And it is here for all different people, for really what they want to get out of this building. So people might want to come in here for music or for arts, for a bit of culture. They might want to come in here for a bit of peace and quiet. They might want to come in here to look at the architecture and to look at what we have on display. And they may well want to come in here and pray. And I think it doesn't matter who you are in this city, you have a place in this city.
That's somebody wanting to come in and do something right now, no doubt. I can hear a vibrating phone. Well, that's actually quite interesting that you don't... what's the word? Not isolate. You don't discriminate against anybody, whatever their beliefs.
No, and I think in actual fact, that's probably one of the fundamentals of Christianity, you know, that nobody is discriminated against. And we look at this place as being open 365 days a year, you know, and we are open on Christmas Day and Easter Sunday.
Yeah. Which tend to be days that people seem to be working harder, I think, in the religious community. Incredible building. You can't help but feel a sense of awe, both inside and outside when looking at it. This is a gorgeous time of the year to walk around this building as well. These trees, how long have they been there? At the moment, they're just exploding with the most amazing blossom.
They are. Well, I do love the cherry blossom and the apple blossom trees, and they're beautiful when they come out. They don't last very long, though, do they? In a couple of weeks, yeah, it'll all be gone. Yeah.
I've taken some photos.
And we have to wait another 12 months. But the whole area around here and our plans for developing the area with Manchester City Council and with Cheetham's is fundamental in actually how do we actually add to the life of this city. And I think that's where the cathedral is coming from. In our development plans and trying to get people to be a part of what we're doing, it's all about how do we actually create an environment and a space and an attraction that really allows everybody, doesn't matter where they are, to actually have a part of this. And I think that's really important.
Well, good luck in your work. How much money have you got to raise this year, single-handedly?
I'm sure you've got a team.
No, there's only me, actually.
Oh, really?
No, there's only me.
I'd love to see a little black book.
Well, in actual fact, our development plans here are quite expensive. They're running into the multi-millions, but we got over £1 million in pledges last year. Already this year, I've had raised over £700,000 this year from people who want to give to specific elements of what we're doing. But, you know, when you look at what we're doing here and business, it is God's business. You know, and we've been in business for 2,000 years. And the brand of the cathedral, our logo here, dates back to 1421. So probably got the oldest logo in the city. But this is God's business.
And there's people buying shares all the time.
Well, they might want to invest in, when they go upstairs, they might want to have some bargaining chips of how they've kind of led their life. They might want to say, well, I've done a bit of this and a bit of that.
Get into the guilt thing, I'm feeling.
So I think that's really important. I think people come in here, and I think it is about creating an environment where people feel welcome and what we do.
Just between me and you, how much is absolution of all sins?
Nothing really. I think, no.
That's already I found a bargain. Thank you so much. We need to talk more offline.
Okay, thanks very much.